It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
That was a track by the John Garcia and the Golden, was it? John Garcia and the Band of Gold, off the new album called John Garcia and the Band of Gold. Jim's Whiskers, it's called. But now we're talking about TV. Sam's with us. Hello, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. How's your eyes? Are they square?
Yes, they're a bit square.
Right on. Good. As you're doing your job.
It's what I got to do, you know. It's occupational hazard. That's what they call that.
Your occupation consist of this week?
So I watched Killing Eve because, as I said last week, it won a Golden Globe for Best Female Actress in a TV Show for Sandra Oh, who also hosted the Golden Globes. So she plays Eve, the titular character, and she was in Grey's Anatomy.
It's going to seem a lot more fun than her character in Grey's Anatomy, which is just a little bit token, I thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, she definitely gets to, like, actually use her chops this time. She's not in, like, a long-form drama like she has been. Like, she gets to actually, like, do her own thing. And this is only, like, 10 episodes, so it's kind of like a...
A one-seasoner, Killing Eve, was it?
I haven't finished it yet, but it might have two seasons. I'm not sure. There's been no word about it having the second season yet. I haven't seen the ending, so maybe there's...
So what do you think?
Well, I really liked it. So it's basically the story about it's a cat and mouse story between a MI5 agent. She's trying to track down this female assassin played by Jodie Comer called Villanelle, and it's really, really good. So Eve is kind of like this bumbling protagonist. She knows what she's doing. She's really smart. She's like put all this together without anyone else telling her to do it. Like
she's law enforcement.
Yeah, she says in MI5.
Yeah, she's in MI5, okay.
And she's figured out that basically there's a female assassin going around Europe and killing a bunch of people in power.
Right.
But no one else has linked the murders together or anything. And then Villanelle is super talented at her job as an assassin.
Yeah, she looks really cool in the bits I've seen. They look like a good combo.
They are, because Villanelle's like a psychopath and like cold and enjoys killing. Eve is just kind of like sick of her desk job and just wants to like... experience that kind of detective drama
Don't we all?
But then I think once it happens she kind of like realizes that maybe she's not cut out for this, but she's kind of obsessed with assassins. So it plays this really cool dynamic where Eve kind of puts herself in situations where she shouldn't be in because they're way too dangerous, because she's just been a bit ridiculous and been a bit too involved in this case. And then Villanelle just loves killing people, like she relishes in it, and it's such a weird dichotomy between the two characters. And because you get both sides of their story at the same time, like you watch it unfold from both perspectives, so it's just really fun to watch. And this show is really, really good. Like, she deserves the Golden Globe.
Yeah, because there's big contenders.
Oh, huge. And like it's got like 99% of Rotten Tomatoes, it's got like 5 out of 5 on like most of its reviews. Like, everyone loves the show. And I can totally see why. Like, the dialogue and the writing is on point. Like, it goes from like tragic to comedic to just like heartbreaking, like all at once. Like, you can.
Oh.
And every character.
How was it? And then personally, how was that for you?
I didn't cry. I haven't cried this one, unfortunately.
But I like the way you haven't cried. Finger up, like, yet. You're not writing it off, are you?
Yeah. You might have, though, if you'd watched it, like.
All the way through.
Closer to the start of the month.
Oh, yeah, maybe. She's still talking about that. I'm on episode 6, so like there might still be more tears to come. But the characters are so well fleshed out, and like every character... I'm moving on from me crying, okay, guys? I cry. It's fine.
I know.
It's good.
I find it interesting which part of the season you cry.
Yeah.
Like, if you cry straight from the start, then I think, oh, like, he's not going to get through it. It's going to be an emotional wreck by the time he gets in the middle of it.
Honestly, I don't mind. If a TV show makes me emotional, I'm kind of happy about
it. That's good, yeah. I cried watching
TV last night about something really lame. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Sometimes ads can get you.
It's the ad where the kid makes his mum a
Father's Day. Shut up.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, bye. Okay.
He really upset him. He can't handle it. He's
maybe had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll just wrap up this show for you guys.
Just with crying though,
just
the TV
moment,
shows.
Just the
it shows that you're emotionally invested, which is great.
But I'm really emotionally invested in this show as well, because the characters are actually so much fun. And like, there is a death in like episode 3 or 4 that's really, really heartbreaking, because you kind of, the characters are already so well fleshed out and they feel so natural that when they do die, because like, this is a show about assassins, like people die, it's going to happen.
And
they die in really cool ways as well, which is kind of like just one of those things some people enjoy. Like, she kills people in really cool ways. But it is really, like, touching to see how the characters react and, like, just seeing Eve kind of get her way through all these murders. Because people start dying around her and she's not able to stop the deaths because she's not actually that talented. Like, you know the bodyguard, how he was, like, really good at... Well, in the bodyguard, he was really good at, like, being a, you know, agent and, like, stopping people from killing people and, like, was really... Like, you know...
Just listen to me. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, like an action movie star. She's not an action movie star. She's just a, kind of like a regular desk job person trying to stop these murders. And the best thing about the show, my favorite part, which is I've been talking about to all my friends, is it's really kind of sexy. Like, the relationship between Villanelle and Eve is hinting at this...
Villanelle is very sexy.
She's super sexy.
Yeah.
And she's sexually fluid as well, which I... freaking love, but it kind of sexually fluid as well, which I love. And Eve might be as well, because it kind of hints at this like kind of sexy cat and mouse. Are we going to date? Are you going to kill me? Kind of relationship. And like,
I quite like that. I quite like those ones though, in the whole sort of, because I've been following or as you all have been thinking about for the last however many, and now we're face to face. And before I rest you, should we have a quick bash?
Oh my god, when they meet, when they first meet, it's terrifying. It's sexy. And it's like, are they going to at least be lovers? Is she going to just run away with this like Russian murderer? Like, I can't figure it out, and I'm kind of loving that I can't figure it out, because like they can't be lesbian lovers, but like, what if the show just like does that and goes there?
What's the movie? What am I thinking of that happened? Amy Adams one that we were talking about. Lesbian lovers, obviously, but I mean, yeah.
Are you talking about Sharp Objects?
Yeah, the whole what she does at the end.
Spoiler.
Yeah, but like that, you know, that sort of...
Like, what's going to happen? Like, will they just pull the rug out from under us at the end? Like, is this going to happen?
In the last 10 seconds of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I spoil that?
I love an epilogue. No, you didn't say anything too bad.
No, you didn't spoil it.
What it did...
Also, it's been...
Everybody loves a bit of rough. Let's be honest.
It's been out for so long, guys. If you haven't watched Sharp Objects yet, like, I don't know.
I only just watched it.
Honestly, I give like 8 months for spoilers. Like, if you don't watch it,
I reckon a month.
No,
come on,
guys,
things are moving along. We're at quick pace.
What's the joy?
No,
because
what's the
things?
Yeah, but well, and that's not the joy. But you can't. Someone else's
to the window.
Someone else's slowfulness and inability to keep up.
If I review it on the show, I can spoil it for you.
I'm happy with that.
I have a suggestion for next week. Is it time yet?
Yeah, go hard. Yeah.
Have you watched People Just Do Nothing?
What is this?
I have, yeah.
I just finished it.
It annoyed me.
Oh, did it?
Well, because it just... it's pretty funny, though,
eh? It's so funny. It's kind of like Office-type sitcom.
It's a little bit too office-y type. That was for me. That's what I didn't like about it.
It came out ages ago, but they've just released a new season on Netflix.
Okay, I'll have a look. I was also going to watch Sex Education, because that just came out, and apparently that's getting...
Yeah, parents are getting great reviews. Yeah.
And everyone knows they love Netflix. Anyway, Killing Eve, it's on TVNZ On Demand. I recommend everyone watch it, because she pulled a Golden Globe, and like that is actually a good reason
TVNZ
enough to watch
on
it.
TVNZ On Demand as well, easy.
Yeah,
easy. It's so easy. TVNZ On Demand. It shows we don't have the balls to put on normal TV.
Do you need an account? Do you need an account?
You need to make an account.
You don't need to pay, though.
You don't have to pay. Because if you're a Kiwi, you get free TV.
Great.
Yeah. Good on you, Kiwi.
Good. Okay,
loyal.
Thank you, Jacinda.
Cool, Sam. Thank you. Right. Yeah, TV.
Yeah, see you later.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Massive, great big banger from the old days. Hey, if you've got any comments you'd like to throw at us, please don't do that. Text us 5395, or enjoy the wonderment of electricity and technology, and talk to us on the telephone 309 3879. We're here to help. Not like in a local pharmacy sort of way, or a neighbourhood gym sort of way. More in a 50-year-old awesome radio station, 50 years of awesome music sort of way.
painted black and white and easy.
Brothers, and you're listening to Mike Havoc on The Breakfast Show on BFM.
Come on.
That's Whale covering the Ramones from a compilation called The Song Ramones the Same. The Song Ramones the Same. It's quite hard to say that.
Ramones the Same.
The Song Ramones the Same. I know. Can you say it?
Ramones the Same.
The Song Ramones the Same.
The Song Ramones the Same.
Oh, you can do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know any good tongue twisters?
No.
Sarah? Any good tongue twisters? No, she's not listening. Okay.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Does she sell seashells by the seashore, does she?
She does.
Does she? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Yeah.
I used to try and come up with my own ones at the bar to see if people were too drunk. You know what I mean?
Well, then we'd
had the bar. Yeah,
but I could sober stumble that up. Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah, you'll be out on your ass. Boom.
Pedal to the metal,
lost foot, and it was sugar in my gas tank. My cushion was a bosom on bad days. It's not a black woman I can't thank. Called crime when I told you these are last days. Saw mine, could've split the last plate. Niggas didn't have faith, so I stopped trying. Apologize, we out of time, please get your alibi straight. You ain't gotta lie, shit tradition did it my way. No sense in looking in the sky. Trade selling is metal with mines. My state live, fissions and fires. Niggas with live ammunition in the stick on the highway. I only get better with time. That's what my mom say to die. Sage say to kill him this time. Boy, well, here I go, foot on the line. What's mine? What good is it if it's not? You shook a bit. Sookie, sookie, niggas wasn't shit. Face looking like I stumbled out of pit. $100 chip. I piss problems out the bottle empty. Mama say she used to see my father in me. Said I was not offended. Press King, Navy Med, Mike on the bench. Living life like a nigga put a price on my head. Less. This how we on it. If you need it and I want it, better come prepared. Going through it like prayers in a night sky. You look like a chair when you folding up. Hands on like a goalie with the puck. Don't need any luck. See the ghost of where I was. Lonesome as I.
Yeah.
Stuart's here for the roundup. Hi, Stuart. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome back to the BFM after your holidays and your break and all that sort of stuff. And
it's good to be back.
Pleasantries. What's on the wire, though, in the day?
Well, it's just me today, so it's going to be a packed show, though, of course. We're going to be speaking to former Wire BFM host Mary Margaret, who is our new European correspondent coming to us from the UK.
Live from London town.
So with tomorrow's very important Brexit vote, it's very well timed that we're going to be speaking to her.
Have you spoken? Do you passed on your information about Brexit? Have you heard this?
A friend of mine, almost
hit my mic. Sorry. That's not interesting.
It's not that interesting, but a friend of mine just sent me. Lillian probably sent it to you. A friend of mine got her letter. She lives in Amsterdam. Got her letter for leaving the EU because she's on a British passport.
Right.
So she's got.
I just never even thought about all that.
Did you read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think everyone who's in the UK got a letter just being.
Everyone that's outside.
Everyone who's got a UK passport.
The Netherlands. In the Netherlands.
I presume it's across Europe. They must have all sort of started to roll out letters to people who are living there. To be like,
every day there's just
this is your options. You either can apply for residency or see ya.
It's just something new and wild coming out every single day.
Such a blunder, isn't it?
Yeah.
But where are they going to go, Stuart?
Where are they going to go?
Yeah, the people that are living in the EU.
Don't ask me. I'm not.
Are they
Theresa
all
going
to go back to England?
I mean, yeah, and they have this big problem with immigrants, and yet suddenly they're going to get flooded by all their old expats.
Demanding all their rights.
We're talking Brexit. We're also going to talk to Nationals' Nathan Guy about his new members' bill for food contamination after all the strawberry needle scandals.
There's something strange about that scandal.
Yeah, and he wants 14-year imprisonment for food contamination.
Yep.
So that's interesting. And then we're going to be hopefully talking to Surf Life Saving about the huge amount of drownings over summer, which is not good, of course.
Has it been like notably larger than... Everyone's terrible, obviously, but has it been?
Yeah, it's been a pretty bad few months, unfortunately. So we're going